Injective becomes first L1 to register as an SEC transfer agent. Injective said on August 20, 2026, that it has registered as an official transfer agent with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, describing itself as the first Layer 1 blockchain to hold that status. The claim came through a CoinMarketCap post citing the project, which framed the registration as a step toward faster real-world asset (RWA) tokenization. A transfer agent is not a marketing label. It is a regulated function under U.S. securities law. Transfer agents maintain the official record of who owns a registered security, process transfers when shares change hands, handle issuance and cancellation, and manage distributions such as dividends. Every registered securities issuer in the U.S. needs one. Putting that role on a blockchain is the part Injective is leaning on. The record-keeping layer moves on-chain tokenized securities have a gap that rarely makes headlines. A token can represent a share, but the legal record of ownership usually still sits with an off-chain transfer agent running a traditional database. The blockchain shows one thing, the official register shows another, and the official register is the one courts and regulators recognize. By registering as a transfer agent itself, Injective is trying to close that gap. If the chain is the system of record, the token and the legal ownership entry point to the same place, that removes a reconciliation step between the on-chain representation and the off-book register, which is where a lot of the friction and cost in tokenized securities currently lives. The registration is administrative rather than a green light for any specific product. SEC transfer agent registration is a filing, not an endorsement of a blockchain or a token. It signals that Injective can legally perform the record-keeping function, not that the agency has blessed tokenized equities broadly. A crowded race to host tokenized assets, Injective is not alone in chasing RWA settlement. The tokenization of stocks, funds, and credit has become one of the more contested arenas in crypto infrastructure. And much of the recent movement has been about clearing regulatory obstacles rather than launching new tokens. The Blockchain Association has pressed the SEC to scrap rules it says block tokenization, while platforms like Ondo have already pushed tokenized stock products past 1BRs and TVL. Injective's angle is to own a piece of the regulated plumbing instead of building only at the product layer. A chain that is also a transfer agent could pitch issuers a single venue for both the token and its legal register. Whether issuers actually route securities through, it depends on demand, custody arrangements, and how comfortable their counsel is with a blockchain-native register standing up to an audit. Timing lands in a strong market. The announcement arrived during a sharp broad market move. Bitcoin traded around $71,708 as of August 20, 2026, up 11.3% on the day, with Ether near $2,278, up 18.6%, and the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reading 60, or GREED. Risk appetite that lifts token prices also tends to renew interest in the infrastructure narratives underneath them, and RWA tokenization has been one of the durable ones through 2026. For issuers weighing a U.S.-regulated path, the practical question is narrow. Can an on-chain register satisfy the same obligations a legacy transfer agent meets today? The record-keeping, transfer processing, and distribution duties do not change because the ledger is a blockchain. What changes is where the authoritative copy lives. There is a limit to how much can be read into a single filing. Registration establishes capability, not volume. The proof will be in whether real securities get issued with Injective as the transfer agent of record, and how those instruments hold up through a corporate action such as a dividend or a transfer dispute. Until then, the milestone is a structural first rather than a settled outcome.